Welcome to your weekly UAS news update. We have four stories for you this week. The first one is DJI releases a delivery drone. That's right, we haven't even heard about that one. DJI warns against imitating apps in the store. We'll talk about that. That's not so good. And then the FAA registration are somewhat changing. And then we'll talk about some Pilot Institute success and then some upcoming events that we can see you at. Let's get to it. Your first story this week is one that we haven't seen any rumors for, which is pretty rare for DJI, but they're releasing the FlyCart 30. I know it sounds kind of a weird name, but this is very much like the Agra series of drones, except this one is for delivery instead of for agriculture. The cargo box on this drone is 22 inches long, 16 inches wide, and 12 inches tall, so not a small box. And the drone itself is capable of carrying 40 kilos, which is, you know, over 80 some pounds with a single battery, or 30 kilos with two batteries. The flight time is a bit lacking, quite frankly, only 18 minutes on the dual battery setup. It does have IP55 rating, DJI O3. It has a built-in parachute, some 4G options, and then it can cruise at 33.5 miles an hour. Now, the market at the moment is not the US market. However, if you were to convert the price into the US, it would be roughly around the Inspire 3, so right around $17,000 for the drone. So if we see any updates or words that this is coming to the US market, we certainly will let you know. Next up, DJI again. This time they are warning users that the app that are in the Google Play Store that appear to be from DJI are actually fraudulent. Those apps are not DJI apps and they may actually have malware or harmful programs in them. One user in the DJI forum said, "I downloaded the DJI Fly app from the Google Play Store yesterday and unfortunately opted to get the 3-day trial, and supposedly it charged $39.99 to his card. And he said he can't find the transaction, but he presumes that it's a scam at this stage and that it was just to get their Google Pay information." So beware, if you are an Android user of DJI products, make sure that you switch to Apple. No, just kidding. Make sure that you download the app directly from the DJI website and not from the App Store. All right, next up, some changes on the FAA registration. This is minor, but this could be affecting you in a good way. No, you don't have to spend another $5 to update your drone for remote ID. Now, normally, you have a 2-week period to update your Part 107 registration for free on the FAA Drone Zone after you created it. Now, this includes changing your make and model, your serial number, and of course, putting the remote ID serial number in there or changing your address and all these things. Now, after 2 weeks, you have to pay for $5 to make those changes. But now the FAA is waiving the fee even after 2 weeks, and that's until December 31st of 2023. Now, with that being said, you will still have to pay $5 if we create a brand new registration. This is only to update an older registration. Now let's talk about a big celebration for Pilot Institute. I'm really excited about this one. This week, we were recognized as one of the fastest growing company in the country. We made number 372 on the Inc. 5000 list. This makes us the number one fastest growing education company in Arizona and number 8 nationwide for education. But more importantly, it puts us as number one fastest growing aviation company in the country. Of course, this is in large parts thanks to you all for getting the courses and supporting us. So I truly appreciate all of this, and I know the team here does as well. Inc. ranks the companies based on growth in the last 3 years, and we're very grateful to have made the list, and we look forward to a lot more growth in the future. And the final story this week is some upcoming events. We're going to be on the road, coming to see people in different cities. First off, we have Commercial UAV Expo. That's around the corner, September 5th to 7th. This is in Las Vegas, and we have a booth there. So come visit us. We'll be at booth 333, and you can ask some questions. And of course, you can get some sweet lanyards, some keychain, and a bunch of other stuff that we'll have available in the booth. And then the second event is going to be in Buena Vista, Colorado. This is September 17 and 18. Now, if you're in the Colorado area, we highly recommend checking out the Colorado Drone Roundup. It's hosted by Mountain West UAS. This will be our third year sponsoring the event, and then the second year attending, and it's a beautiful area, and we look forward to meeting all the great people. And then lastly, we'll have two more events to close up the year, and both of them on the same weekend. So I'm going to have to clone myself to be at both of these, but the first one is going to be in Fort Collins, Colorado at the Colorado Drone Air Show. And then the second one is going to be AZ Drone Fest in Arizona. If you're in the area, October 6th and 7th, I'd love to see you at either of these events. We'll have a team in Arizona. I will be in Colorado with the rest of our team. And we'll have the airplane in Colorado. We'll be conducting some first flights for drones. If you have never flown a drone, come and see it. You can also come meet the team in Arizona, in Phoenix, and then get some cool swags and also see some drones flying. Not ours in this case, but other people will be doing demos. All right. And then the last thing is we're going to be doing a live event on Monday again. This time, I think I'm going to be by myself. I had a cool guest last week with Keith from Alien Drones. Make sure that you go check out that video and then come on Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern to ask you questions, and we'll try to do our best to answer them. That's it. I'll see you next week. Beware if you are an Android user.
I'll admit that you have better taste than I.
No, just kidding.